Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since the intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. Make you sit around and chuck it the blase split. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to give you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell a chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Tune in to GEI Radio Freaky Friday. I am your host, Tone. I got my co-host, Gigi. What's going on?
Everything is good, my brother. What's up, Tone? How you feeling?
Good, man. Good. Just chilling on this beautiful Friday.
It is. It's a beautiful Friday. I want to welcome everybody, personally, welcome everybody to tonight's show. Freaky Friday, every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Myself, Gigi, a.k.a. Gigi After Dark, and the boss man, of course, CEO Tone, a.k.a. CEO Tone, right? Listen, man, I'm excited about tonight, man, for the new callers, for the new guys calling in, for the guys that are logged in. Listen, you're in for a treat because, number one, it's us, and we've been doing this thing for a good minute now. I believe we are on, what are we at, 29? 28, 29?
This is 30.
Show 29?
This is episode 30.
Show 30. All right, so listen. So it's going to be special. It's going to be special. We decided to do something a little bit different. than what we typically do. And what I mean by that is we've had guests on here. We've had special guests. You know, we interviewed them. We pretty much asked them all kind of questions. They did an amazing job. But when we first started this thing, Tone and I, man, we was on here and we really wanted to get back to certain topics that a lot of people may consider taboo, or they may even consider topics that, you know, nobody really wants to talk about or be honest about. And so last week, man, we really got back to the root of things in this platform that we're using. So I'm not going to be long and drawn out, but I think it's really significant because last week was so special that a lot of people thought that just because the title of our show was Freaky Friday, that's all we talked about was sex. So, you know, so people boxed the show in before they even got a chance to fucking listen to it, right? So they're just like, okay, so they're going to be talking about sex. They're going to be talking about head and all that stuff. And we do talk about that because that's some real shit, right? You got to be able to talk about it somewhere besides talking to people that you don't have no business talking to them about, right? So this is an open platform where you can come and talk to some people that don't know your ass and at the same time are not going to judge you. So we opened it up and talked about relationships, man. I'm a single guy. Tone is a married guy. I've been married before and Tone's been single before. So you get the bestest both worlds at all time when you're on here with us, right? And so, yeah, man, so we're going to keep that same energy. And I'm going to go ahead and give it over to you, Tone, and let them know how they can get involved in the conversation and how you can log on and just give you guys a reminder of the damn number. So you can text this number out to your friends, family, your side dudes, your side chicks, bae, boo, all of them. And you can hit them up with this information. Tone, take it away, bro.
Definitely. You can hit us at 516-387-1268. That's 516-387-1268. Once you're on, you can press 1 if you want to talk to myself or Gigi. We'll hold you in the queue, and we'll let you on. You can ask us questions, and you can answer, you know, the questions that we threw out there. If you can't do it on the phone, you can click the link and go to GI Radio. In the bio is the link. You can go listen to us online. And I'm in the chat right now. So if anybody online, you can ask questions online. I'll read it just like if you called in. So that's basically what it is. Make sure you passing it on, man, sharing it with your friends. And let's get it popping. Last week was special.
So last week, guys, we got into it as far as the callers was intense. Each call got more and more intense, right? It was like a complete buildup. And so what I'm going to make sure we do, and this is going to be my personal task, we're going to make sure that we keep all the calls when you guys call in, we're going to keep it to about 60 seconds, right? And the reason why we're going to keep it to 60 seconds, because we literally had was it like maybe a total of 25 on hold to join into the conversation? So we had literally about 20 to 25 that was in queue. Now, we only got 4 or 5 in. I think it was 4 maybe. So obviously everybody now got some shit to say now that shit's getting really real, right? Now that we got topics that you can relate to, now we got topics that you've dealt with. Now you got advice, and now you got, you know, things you want to get off your chest, which, hey, we appreciate that. That's what we're here for, right? We're family. So we're going to make sure that we get as many callers as possible on here. But callers, just know I'm going to start cutting your ass off around 45 seconds. So I'm gonna tell you now how it's going to sound. Okay, cool. I appreciate your perspective, all right? That's my line. I'm giving you my line. When you hear Gigi say, all right, cool, I appreciate your perspective, that means
that's the end.
We about to get your ass off the line, okay, we about to get your ass off the line. So get your last 10 seconds in, and then just know that we're going to move on to the next. And yo, the support has been amazing. I know we're at 30 episodes, and it goes by so quickly. You know what I mean? But, you know, from all of the guests that's been on here, from our regular supporters, Candy, Lady X, Diamond, One Time, just everybody that's been plugged in, man, and been tapping in. It's been amazing. And you know, even with 2020, all the shit that's been going on, the morale, you know, lifestyle and things like that, we're happy that we're able to come together and at least be able to, just for maybe an hour, to talk about something different or get your mind off of, you know, so much pressure and things that can become depressing and frustrating, you know, just to be able to have some type of outlet. And so that's what it's been for me. You know, I've always looked forward to, you know, the Friday nights, knowing that, you know, we're going to have some intense conversation, you know, just be able to talk a little shit too. But at the same time, you know, when you guys log in and when you guys tap in, it's a lot of energy that we feel, and that helps us continue on in the conversations, to keep coming every Friday, bringing new content, and just making sure that, you know, we bring that energy, because, you know, if we don't bring that energy, man, then it could be a whole different situation, and you guys wouldn't necessarily want to be interested in two dudes talking about how much shit they're going through and what's not happening and what should happen. So I'm very thankful for all of you guys. Tone, definitely the opportunity. GI Radio, GI Entertain, everything, man. Everything. You know, GGF the Dark, the whole entire movement. So without further ado, man. I've been hyped now for about a good 30 minutes. Like, this is one thing that I love about our platform. And just so everybody knows, we may have a couple of topics, but that's all it is. It's just topics. Everything is pretty much unscripted and off the cuff. And we like it that way because we never know what direction things are going to go. And then once the callers get involved, oh, shoot.
Yeah,
it's crazy from that point on, man.
It never go the way we want it to go. But that's cool. I like it like that, too. It's genuine. Like, it's not scripted. So I love that.
Yeah. That's it. That's it, man. So listen, just a recap, and, you know, we don't do long-ass recaps, but last week we basically was talking about relationships and just different things that go on in relationships and how you guys look at certain situations, right? And so relationships, of course, again, we're coming from different perspectives. I am, you know, single. Tone is married, so some of our tone, if you will come from a single person, will come from a married person. But at the same time, we're two men, you know what I mean? So you get to really hear what men are talking about, which is not really popular. Unfortunately, it's not really popular for men to just be so candid and be real about all the situations, even if it may be embarrassing or maybe something we don't want to talk about, whatever, we're going to give you that. And so that's what we've been doing. But last week, man, we couldn't get past the first question. You know, we couldn't get past the first damn question, and that's okay. But basically, we were talking about relationships, right? And we were talking about how long do you feel like it's cool to be in a relationship without being married? Like, how long are you gonna do it? You know, what's it gonna take to get there? You know, and how that works. And that shit just went on its own tandem. But we're gonna jump into the next thing that we wanted to do, that we wanted to talk about. And I asked the question last time, so I'll let you try to bring this topic up, and then we just kind of build from there. And you guys can just jump in whenever you're ready.
Okay, so the next topic that we got on that subject is bank account.
Oh, hell.
When do you join them together in a relationship or do you keep them separate? I'm married, so everything is joined for me. So I'm kind of boring on this topic, but
okay.
I think once you, I don't think you have to be married to join the bank accounts together. I think after, you know, you move in together, once you move in together, you kind of like pretty much seal the deal, like we're going to be together because somebody had to give up something. In my eyes, like somebody had to give up something. Like you say, either she gave up her house or you gave up your house. So that means you're really moving to the next level. So with me, after a couple of years of living together and talking about marriage or thinking about marriage, I think you should join them together. And it's easier to manage like that. I think once it's if you keep it, I got some homeboys that's been with their lady friends for a long time, and they still keep it like,
yeah,
this is my money, that's your money. I don't know how they work it like that, but I guess it worked for them. So,
yeah,
I feel like you should go ahead and join them things together.
Go ahead and join them.
I think it'll make it easier.
All right. So even with that situation, so you guys have a joint account, but then you also have separate accounts as well, right? To do whatever you want outside of what you're going to do together, or is that it? Just one big joint account and you do everything from there out of that?
Yeah, well, of course, we have a business account and then we have our account. So that's it. I mean, unless you got something I don't know about. Unless you opened up something I don't know about.
Right,
and I'm
right.
I'm pretty sure, stashing a couple of dollars here and there, that's cool. That's cool. That's nothing wrong with that. But I don't think, like, you should have your own personal bank account if you're in a relationship, in a serious relationship, not like you're just dating or anything like that, but like you know you're about to take it to the next level. I don't think you should have your own. I think everything should be one.
I'm going to tell you, and this is going to be fun. So, you guys go ahead and get ready to tap in because, you know, once I get to talking about this subject, the line's going to light up. So I really enjoy talking about finances when it comes to relationships. I think finances is so important. And even before you get into the relationship, right, I think that you should take your finances extremely important. And I'm saying that for a reason. So for me, I take finances important because I am an entrepreneur. I am a small business owner, and I do have kids. I do have a family. So there's certain things that's in place for my kids, for my family. I mean, even with my, you know, family, like parents, siblings and stuff like that, we have a family business as well. So these things are really important for me to protect. And so if I'm going into a relationship or I'm getting into a relationship, even when it gets serious, I'm going to make it very clear on how I handle my finances and the way I handle my finances. So that's going to be very specific. I'm not going to go into detail on how I handle it, but the fact that finances are important, I do have certain things are business related. I do have certain things that are family related, meaning, you know, my kids and how I do that. And then there's things that I do personally. So even though it's a personal bank account, I still handle it like it's business, like my personal business bank account, if that makes sense. So there's really nothing that I would categorize just like me personal kind of fuck off money or just kind of bullshit money. I look at things a little bit more differently when it comes to finances. So when I'm with someone, and even if we take it to the next level, and I'll go all the way up to marriage because I've been married before, I have handled things separately. And the reason why I've handled things separately, and I thought it was a good idea to continue to handle things separately, is because being a person that is a business owner, entrepreneur, small business owner, there's certain liabilities and responsibilities and things like that. So I like to keep all that stuff separate from what's going on in my relationship, or, you know, my marriage even, you know, because I handle that, the marriage part, even as a business as well. So I want to protect all assets at all times. So the person that I'm that I would be involved with, and the people that I've been involved with, you know, before, we've handled it like that. Now, not everybody liked it. Like, well, wait a minute, you know, we're together, we should have joints, you know, we put the money in one big pot, stuff like that. And I get that and I understand that. But I've learned, not only from myself, but I've learned from people older than me, people that have assets, people that have, like, big stuff, big-time stuff, you know what I mean, people that I look up to. And they taught me, they're like, look, even in your relationship, even in your marriage, even in what you have going on, you always want to protect your assets. So when you want to protect your assets, certain things have to be separated. Now, I'm not saying in the future that I wouldn't consider a joint account. I just know my approach is a little bit different right now, and I just want to protect. I just want to protect myself and protect who else I'm involved, because they may have some things going on for themselves as well. And before, because I know the lines are bumping, but before we even get into that, I also want to put a disclaimer that you don't know what somebody has going on, right? So whether they tell you or not, you don't know what's going on. So you have people that may have back child support, tax liens, IRS situations. They may be, you know, getting sued, garnished wages or anything like that. And you don't know, and they may not even know. It may be something old, or student loans, they thought it was all good, or something that, you know, somebody popped up and decided to come after them for whatever reason. And now everybody's stuff is at jeopardy. So so that's what I mean by I look at things from a business aspect. But the concept, I think the concept is cool. If you are together, I wouldn't do it without being married. Right, because marriage, of course, that's a contract within itself. So that means, you know, we're together and the stuff that we acquire together, that type of thing. So there's that contract there. There's that business contract there. So you know, for me, the concept of joint account is cool, and it can be up for discussion. But at the same time, my mindset and my approach will be, you know, let's have some things separate. And like you said, Tom, if you guys are running a business together, then, I mean, that's a joint account. You know what I mean? Two signatures, two authorized signatures on the account as account holders. So, you know, that's a joint account if you're doing business together. But just like straight personal, you know, a lot can happen. And there's no protection there unless you set up things a certain way. So, that's pretty much my take on that and how I would approach the whole bank account situation.
So basically what you're saying is, if y'all in business together, that's the joint account. But we, as far as not being in business together, I'm going to handle my finances, yeah, and you can handle yours. Unless
Well, the only way that we would be mingling funds is if we're married. That's the only way we'll be mingling any damn thing, especially when it comes to finances, because, you know, again, I have other assets. I have children. I have businesses. And these are things outside of my relationship, or what would soon be or what would, you know, possibly eventually be a marriage. These are things that have nothing to do with her, meaning she's not liable for anything else that I have going on. At the same time, if she was to have any type of access, that would be something that, you know, that would be a decision that I made. But, you know, we can create what we're creating, you know, together, because if I can do it alone, I can damn sure do it, you know, with a partner. But, yeah, that joint account, yeah, that most likely would not happen. But if it would, It could be a business we can pull from that. Like, we can literally pull and pay bills from that because, you know, we're going to be creative and we're going to put together an entity that would pay our bills, that, you know, we would shop from so we can write it off and things like that. But I don't necessarily foresee just, you know, my social, her social on a, you know, bank account, and we just, you know, kind of doing it that way. I don't foresee that at this time.
I'm going to get this caller on, and then I'm going to come back to that, and I'm going to ask you a question on that. So let's get this caller on first. 8554, GER Radio, you on?
Hey, guys. To keep it short, since I heard the disclaimer about that Gigi gave, no
hey,
mingling
you,
of funds.
50 seconds in now.
No,
right, go
mingling
ahead.
Of funds.
No mingling of funds.
That is, nah.
Now, is there any particular reason? Like, is that something? Have you ever thought that was a good idea, and then something made you change your mind?
I've been married before, so as a kid, I thought it was a great idea. However, my father and my mother taught us that should never happen, especially if you're a business owner. If you're a business owner, someone always has to be the backup. And so if whomever is on, I mean, and it's just strategic. So if the husband's name is primarily on the businesses and somebody decides to sue the business, you want to make sure that you, like you said, you protect the assets. So if the wife's name is not on anything that you can come after, then that is in itself a level of protection. And so there is a nest egg of money that is over here. You can still be married and still, you know, be a committed partnership and all of the, you know, that comes with that. But it's just a level of protection that is just, it protects you from all of the alphabet gang, IRS, FBI, all of them. And it also protects what you all have acquired together. You know, as far as properties and all of that stuff. So I wouldn't even, anything assets wise would never be in joint name. Bank accounts, property, anything. And I have children. So certain things are for my children that my spouse would never have access to. Not because I don't love them, but that's not for him.
Okay, cool. We appreciate your perspective.
Tone has a question. I hear it in his tone.
I couldn't even get out.
Yes,
Tone, do you have a question for this caller? Go for it, man.
Yes,
I do. Because both of y'all kind of said the same thing, so I got a question for both of y'all. In my mind, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm right, but it sounds like you don't have any trust there.
No, it's not trust for my spouse. I don't trust people outside of my spouse. So let me break it down to you. If I sued you right now, I can get what's in your account, your personal account, and your business account. There is no backup. Now, if your wife had a separate account and I'm suing you, I can't touch her money, regardless of whether or not you all are married or not. I can't come after her money. I can only come after yours and your business, things that have just your name on it. But if jointly you all are on it together, I can come after you both.
Whether it be child support,
IRS, it has nothing to do with my spouse. It could be a car accident. If you were in a car accident and you were at fault, I could come after you for everything that you all have.
Yeah, let me add to that.
Because
right.
Yeah.
Right. Let me add to that.
There's no
back.
You have no protection.
That, so Tone, what I would add, on my behalf, of course, is I think it's important to acknowledge there's communication between you and your partner. You know, I'm not condoning, like, hey, you got, you know, a $500,000 stash. Now, if they do, that's nice. You know, for a rainy day, you got a $500,000 that you ain't tell me about it, and, you know, things happen and we still good. That's great. But I do think that when you do have somebody in your life that significant, that a game plan should be discussed, that, you know, you don't just do this type of thing. I think that you still have to have lines of communication. It still needs to be clear that this is the game plan. And then they have to be okay and understand it. Because if not, like you said, Tone, that can come off like, hey, you don't trust me, or what are you hiding, or what you got plans on doing? If things, you know, get tough here, does that mean that, you know, you just good? So, Tone, I completely understand. I think that that's very important to make sure that that's disclosed. And so my perspective was more so as if we're dating, or if we even get to that level or whatnot, you're going to know that me being a businessman, obviously there's certain things that I have to do to not only protect me, but protect what I'm building. Because, hey, being with me, there's benefits of that. And that could be something that, you know, hopefully she would be open to learning. And then, you know, there's a game plan for that. And so I think there has to be a lot of understanding with that. And I think that that's even a more reason to trust someone, because it is a little bit different. It is a little bit unorthodox than the traditional, hey, you know what, let's, you know, joint account. We pay the bills from here. You put your check in there. I put my check in there and things like that. So I think from learning that, and like I said, the OGs taught me that. You know, the OGs, and the caller said that even her family kind of taught her that. So I don't think that is from being, you know, sneaky or, you know, getting caught up in some stuff, but maybe through some experience to where if they would do it again or moving forward after some shit done popped off, this is how I would strategically put things in place, not only for them, but for in the future. Because, you know, again, there may be kids involved and maybe other, you know, things involved, and you don't want to be the one that you done, you know, you ain't make sure that everybody was good and all the eggs was in one basket. So, caller, you did awesome. You popped things off, so we appreciate that. And again, thanks for your feedback.
Oh, no problem, no problem. And you are absolutely right, Gigi. It was they learned from the IRS. So,
okay,
not
yeah.
to
yeah, that,
mingle
do
stuff
it.
Together. You know, that's an alphabet gang you can't fight. You just,
yeah,
man,
definitely.
So.
Yeah, they in your ass like Charmin. So, yeah, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
they,
sure.
Yeah, they, and they came after everybody's money. It lean on everything that had my father's name attached to it. So all of the kids' accounts, all of everybody, they came after anything that has his name on it. And there was no backup.
Yeah, yeah.
So from that point, moving forward, it was like, oh, cool, got it. Moving on, this is what we do. And that's how I learned that.
Definitely. Awesome. Definitely. Thanks for the feedback and the information.
You are so very
welcome.
Well,
yeah, appreciate
thanks for calling
that.
In.
All right.
Man,
Gigi,
are we going to be able to get
to you? I agree with what you said about the plan. I think that it could work. Like you said, if you got a plan, right? Here's the thing. We have a business. We know that the income that we make for this is for the business, growing it, maybe, you know, doing more with that. If we got a joint account,
right,
this is for the bills, this is for maybe trips and stuff like that. But then you know, if you with somebody you rock with, it's like, look, we're not putting everything in the bank. You get what I'm saying? Like, every piece of penny is not going in the bank. People are a little bit more smarter, like, these days on that. You get what I'm saying? So we got money just in case something, you know, like she said, them letters come knocking. So
right, yeah.
I just think me personally going into a relationship, a serious relationship, I would feel like if the woman was like, no, I'm just going to keep my money over here, you keep your money over there. Oh, that just sounds weird to me.
No,
unless I was only making $7 an hour and she was six figures, then I could understand why she like, nah, I'm not about to, you know what I mean? Nah, I'm good on that. But if we both making bread, you know what I'm saying? Like, why not? But, you know.
Yeah, everybody's going to do what works for their household. Yeah, everybody better do what works for their household. And, you know, just protect yourself at all times. And I think our culture as black folks, as brown folks, you know, we haven't always been the most savvy folks when it comes to finances. And, you know, I think a lot of families have lost things just from not knowing on how to protect their assets. And, you know, I'm not getting into tax shelters and stuff like that. But however, black folks have not been, you know, privy to that for a long time. So while people of other races, you know, go and file bankruptcy, Chapter 11, Chapter 7, and, you know, Chapter 13, Chapter 11 is business, of course, but Chapter 13, Chapter 7, but they still got, you know, liquid 250K, 300K, you know what I mean? Or turn around and still go acquire a home, investment property, and things like that. Obviously, there's a way that they're doing it, which is, I'm not going to say illegal, but I'm just going to say, you know, very, very strategic and crafty, you know what I mean? And so I think that that's just a part of it. I think that's just a part of it. And so one of those things, I think that is it. But, yeah, man, you know, we start talking about money, man. That could be really, 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 really tricky when it comes to folks because, and, you know, this is going to open up another can of worms, is when you're meeting someone or you're dating someone, you get involved with someone that makes substantially more money than you do, right? And then you get into a situation to where now you guys, again, like you said, Tom, maybe you moved in, right? Or maybe you guys are engaged or engaged to be married. And so now this person has a lot of assets and this person doesn't have as many assets. I mean, is it fair for a person to, you know, want to protect their assets even though they're involved with someone that has less? Carlos, we're going to definitely have you chime in. I guess, you know, we might as well just start talking about prenups at it. Shit, you know, why we're talking about it. You know, because there's people that...
You know what's different, Gigi?
Yeah.
And I be telling my wife this all the time. And ladies, correct me if I'm wrong. Rich men don't care what women make. Rich women care.
Rich,
right?
Rich women care about what,
how
what,
much
what
a man makes. Like
they were.
A rich, yeah, like a man that's wealthy can meet a woman anywhere.
Yeah,
like anywhere. I'm talking about from
shit.
A fast food restaurant to the grocery store. It don't matter anywhere. A wealthy woman, it's very, very rare that she's gonna talk to somebody that's in those spots.
Yeah.
Not saying all women, not all of them.
Yeah, yeah, not saying all.
Very high percentage.
Yeah. That is that's a good point. I would definitely, and you know, we'll let everybody chime in, but wealthy men, but also you have to think about, you know, what roles people will play. You know what I mean? So if you have a wealthy man, obviously that woman, her income is not going to be that much of a factor because he's going to take care of her. And it's understood that that man is going, at least needs to be able to take care of her. And that, I think that that's just what it is. If you're talking about a wealthy woman, then obviously she still wants some type of security, right? She don't want to take care of a motherfucker. Like, not saying that they don't, because they do. Rest assured that they do, right? Mm-hmm. But in their head, think that they're like, well, shit, you know, every time we go out, every time we take a trip, every time I want to buy a car, this motherfucker want to buy a car, I got to put in on it, or I got to take care of it. Like, shit, you know, or, you know, women still want to feel, you know, they still want to feel secure. They still want to feel taken care of, even if it's not, you know, the parallel amount of, or the equal amount of income. I still think that they want to know that, hey, this guy can still handle his business, right, when it comes down mm-hmm. to it. Because, I mean, at some point, you know, I think that some ladies, even though they're in what I consider power positions, meaning, you know, whatever they do, or high income earning positions, they don't necessarily want to play that role all the damn time. They just doing it because they making shit happen, right? But I think that women still, for the most part, still want to be, you know, still want to be women, still want to be taken care of, don't want to have to worry about every damn thing. Like, damn, I got to pay all the bills, and I got to take care of and watch out for this, and I got to take out the damn trash, I got to pump my own gas, I got to get the lawn done. Like, you know, so there's certain things that they just don't want to have to worry about. So when it comes to income or spending, I mean, dude at least needs to be able to hold his own to make her feel like, okay, well, at least he know how to manage his own shit. He ain't going to be sending me Cash App requests, PayPal, talking about his PayPal got locked up. Now I need a Zelle. You know what I mean? Shit like that. So, but it's always interesting because even wealthy women, if they want to fuck you, it don't necessarily matter what the hell you do. If you might be at the right place at the right time and looking like you want to look, and if she want what she want, mother, you just a lucky motherfucker that evening or for that time period that she want to deal with you. I think that's pretty interesting, man. That's always interesting. But what you said, yeah, wealthy guy, he's not gonna give a damn, man. Hey, she could be thumbing it. Told she could be thumbing it. Oh man, she fine as hell. Let me go ahead and scoop her up, man, and turn Cinderella into a damn princess in this motherfucker. You know,
facts.
That ain't no
that's,
issue.
That
ain't no issue.
All right, let's do this last one. I think this is the one right here. password, right?
Yeah.
Should your mate have your password to your phone? If not, why? If yes, why? You want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
Man, I want you to go first, man. People need to know and see how married folks still act, man, and I want them to be encouraged when they hear what you said.
Yes. I mean, my wife got my passcode to my phone. I got the passcode to her phone. Do I go through it? No. Did she go through mine? No, but I do have it. I don't. Okay. If you with somebody, I don't see why you would be hiding that.
Yeah.
You know, that's just me. But even if you're not married, like once we say we're together, I don't see why not. I feel like if you don't want me to go through your phone, which I won't anyway, I would feel like you're hiding something, you know? So,
yeah,
I think you should. If y'all together, I think y'all should. I think you should. Some, you know, some
now,
people got mad. I mean,
yeah, some people.
My homeboys, man, they got codes for everything. Like you know how you grab somebody's phone at, like, let me such and such on your phone real quick. Maybe like press one right here. Then to get to this spot, you got to press 3, 4. Put your thumb on there. I'd be like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like 4.
Facial recognition and all kind of shit. Thumbprints, facial recognition. So let me ask you, so how long did it take to get to that point? Like how far into the relationship? Or is that just something that you've always practiced? Like, hey, if I'm with somebody, passwords is not a big deal. It's whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was it specifically with your wife?
I've been like that forever. I'm not. My phone is chilling. Like if you want to go through it, go through it. I have no problem with that. That's
right.
You're gonna be worrying yourself crazy. If I'm gonna do something, it don't matter.
Man, listen. And that's the truth, man. I think that's the bottom line, is a person's going to do what they're going to do. You know, if you feel like that you need to check up on them, if you feel like it's something that you need to go behind, then obviously that's not healthy. You know, that's the gist of it. It's just not healthy. But I will talk about passwords. I've done it different ways, man. You know, I've been in a relationship to where now I don't know if I actually gave her the password for anything specific, but she may know, you know, what my passwords are because, you know, I'm getting old and shit. But, you know, I understand now in hindsight why old ass people have the same password for everything because they don't remember shit. And if they do have a save or something like that, they might not remember that. So they don't want to put every damn thing in a safe and then, you know, everything is all to be damned because you forgot. But I'm not big on giving the password type thing for any specific reason. Like, hey, you know what, here's my password for such and such. Or she give me her password and be like, hey, babe, you know, this is my password for such and such. I don't really care for that. Now, it's not because of trust. I think that it's just if she wants a level of privacy, I think everybody should have a certain level of privacy in terms of there has to be like one thing or just something that if they want people to have access to it or not, they should be able to do that. So I'm not necessarily saying that that is a phone. I'm not necessarily saying that's a tablet. I'm not necessarily saying that it's, you know, a combination to a safe or something like that or a journal. I don't know if they got little locks on journals or something like that, but I guess they could. But I'm just saying that whatever that is, I want the woman that I'm with to know, hey, you know what, if you have something that you consider whatever, you know, your privacy and you don't want anybody to have access to it or when you want somebody to or me to have access to it, you know, you'll let me know or I can. I'm cool with that. With the whole phone situation, because, you know, that's the most common thing. I'm not, you know, my thing is what goes on in my phone. I got a lot of shit to go on in my phone, man. Let me just be real about that, right? I got a lot of shit that goes on in my phone. And what I'm saying, I'm being, you know, transparent on this thing because that's what we do. So, as, you know, an influencer, even as, you know, somebody who has a platform, I do have or I have had admins to manage my stuff or business partners, but admins for the most part to manage my stuff. So when we start talking about IG, and I'm just letting y'all know now, if you hit me on IG and you send me some shit or something like that, I'm probably not going to be the one looking at or responding. Right? So if you're sending ass pics and titty pics, you know, you want to send that to my DM on Facebook, not my IG. I get it there. No, I'm just kidding. But
so you got to rant. You got somebody else getting the picture.
Right, and they're like, yeah, Rob, is this what you're doing? Like, you need to be focused on your next project, but, you know, this is what you got going on. But, you know, but for the most part, man, through experience and age and stuff like that, that really doesn't hold a whole lot of weight. If she wants me to have it, cool. If she wants mine, I don't know why. You know what I mean? Why? Cool. Why? And the reason why I say that is I would rather her be like, hey, you know, if you're trying to use my phone or if you're trying to look at something, whatever, whatever, I'd rather you say something versus, okay, I know his password, so why he in there taking a shit? Let me go over here and go ahead and see what's happening. What was his last text? What was his last DM? Or this message that he's seen or whatever, is he going to respond? You know, that type of thing. I really don't want it to be all that serious in a relationship because I do believe in trust. I do believe that, you know, you should have a level of trust to where those things aren't necessary. But if it's a big deal to you, then, you know, hey, let's talk about it. And I want to know why it's a big deal to you with us, because I don't want to hear, well, the last guy that I was talking to, I just felt like something was going on. I had stomach cramps and palpitations and shit like that, and I went and looked at his phone, and then his ex was talking about, hey, you still, you know, bringing that wood to my fireplace. And it ain't had shit to do with, you know, a real log in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, you know, past experiences lead people into that future insecurities and those nuances of, you know, why they do things the way they do. So for me, it just has to be something genuine, man. I mean, you know, what's it all about? What's your basis for it? But, you know, for the most part, man, I mean, hell, like you said, if people going to do something, they're going to do it. But if you go and look, if you're going to go and look, man, you listen, here's the thing. You can't control what other people are going to do, right? And what I mean by that is I'm not talking about your partner. Your partner, they should trust you. You should trust them. However, they can't control what other people do. We can't control what other people do. So while I'm, you know, doing, you know, kicking it, you know, with my folks or hanging out or whatever, and then some shit come into me, and then, you know, that got me looking crazy, but hell, I may not have ever entertained that. Or it just might be someone that got to be checked. Like, yo, what the fuck? You know, you sending bullshit over like that, like they got to handle it. Or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? I'm out, we kicking it, whatever. Dude decide, hey, baby, I miss you. I remember the way you sat on it. You used to squat over it. Like, the truth of the matter is, she has squat over it at some point, right? You can't take that away. But at the same time, that might have been 5 years ago. So you looking at a text with this dude reminiscing from 5 years ago, and now you want to throw everything away off of some shit that you don't even really know about because you peeking.
And that's the thing. It's like you're going to read everything wrong. Like,
right, correct.
You're
going
to read everything
Agreed.
Wrong. Because you're going through it with the wrong mindset. Like, every single thing is going to be wrong. Like you say, you can't control what people send. You know what I'm saying? I can't control if a girl sending me pictures in my inbox. Like, I'm not entertaining it.
Like
I could block her. That's about it. You know what I'm saying? But that's all I could do. But if you're going through my phone and you see that, you're going to be like, oh, you got girls in there, da-da-da-da. Like, nah, man. But if that's what you want to do,
Women, man, they gonna run with that, man. They start creating that whole scenario, like, oh, okay, so you and that bitch, how long y'all been together? So that's why last week when you had said you was going over there to Tommy's house and y'all was going to the studio, and then you was talking about, hey, babe, we gonna grab something to eat. Okay, yeah, I know what you went to go eat after the studio.
you know what, GZ? That's a good thing right there. Who's more jealous in a relationship, man or woman?
Man, I promise you, I was already on that, man. I was gonna put that on one of my platforms, and that's a good question, man. Who's more jealous, a woman or a man? I don't know, man.
I'm gonna keep it all the way around.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you. I think men are a little bit more than women because women get more like gonna get more compliments than the man, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's more guys hitting on your woman than it is women hitting on you. So I could see a man feeling a certain way, I could see a man feeling a certain way more than a woman could. Like, you might got one or two, maybe three girls that like you, but when your woman goes out, the club is
she's
saying no.
Yeah,
no,
everybody.
No. So,
That's a good point,
I'm
man.
I'm going
I'm gonna rock with you on that one. I'm gonna say men too, for a simple fact that just women. So you got to think about it though. So when a woman walks out the door, right, in the beginning of a day, she already faces some adversity, right? So she get in a car, who knows, the neighbor looking at her sideways, other cars, you know, slowing down, trying to see if she got an ass in the back because she got nice titties, or see if she got nice, you know, nice titties because of ass from the back. So you already got people that's thinking like that, right? And it's mainly going to be dudes. Now, there's some perverted, perverse women, right? But not so outlandish as dudes. Dudes will stop in the middle of traffic. Dude will stop what they're doing. Dudes will be with their woman and slide and slip away to go compliment or try to step up to a woman. So she got all this shit going on throughout the day, right? And she, like you said, she's just blocking. Boom, boom, boom. Even the motherfuckers that kind of look good to her or kind of got some suave, she just blocking for the simple fact that she just like, look, I ain't got time. I don't even want to deal with this bullshit. So she just blocking everybody, right? They just have that radar to where they're just going to block everybody. I think women have a better job being laser focused than guys because, you know, we'll be like, well, shit, you know, we ain't got to kick it or nothing like that, but. You know, if you at the movies with your friends, then maybe I pop up at the movies with my friends, right? And we can all be friends, you know, on some dumb shit, right? right? But a woman's just like, look, she already sees ahead, like, okay, yeah, he is attractive. But, you know, all I got to do, if I give him my number, then I may call him when my dude doing something dumb, and then he already fine. And then if he say the right thing, or you know what I'm saying, they don't even want to put themselves in certain predicaments. So in a dude, hopefully dudes understand the value of the way women carry themselves on a regular basis. I don't think that enough dudes really understand that. They just thinking that, okay, you know what? I get 200, 300 likes on my page, my IG popping, you know, people see me when I got my cut, I get, you know, all kind of looks and eyes and stuff like that when I post, but women get that from not only dudes, not only what do they call them, undesirables, but they get it from guys with fly guys, swag dudes, rich dudes, guys, pro ball players, people in the industry,
and women,
real estate brokers. They get women. All of that, man. And I ain't even get to that. And other women on top of that, and even those women have categories. Other fine ass women that, hey, they like, look, I will turn you if you give me two nights. Not one night, give me two nights. Two nights in Vegas at the Caesar's Palace, you'll be a different woman when you touch back down in Ronald Reagan or BWI or Hartsfield. You'll be another woman.
I told one of my homeboys, I said, you gotta think. A woman say no probably 10 to 20 times a day.
At least.
She say no. I'm good. Yeah. I got a man.
Yeah.
Even if she don't have one. So if she do decide to talk to you, you got to really look at that at like something. You get what I'm saying? Like she probably done told like 50 dudes no already. So if she decides to talk to you, yeah, you got to look at that like something. And that's all women. Like, no matter what shape, as soon as they leave the house, like you say, and they call, they get beep beep on the side. They go into grocery stores. Every day, all day, guys is coming up to these ladies and trying to get their attention. And
listen, bro.
No, I'm good. No.
They do. You got to respect that. You got to respect it. Now, sometimes they slip up too, though, right? They got an attitude. Maybe you do make a laugh, or maybe you guys are. You know, you guys are on the rocks and shit like that. It's just like, well, yeah, you are a real estate broker. I might need a real, you know, so just some dumb shit, right? So, but you also have to take in consideration, sometimes they could be looking like, what the fuck ever? Sweats, no bra, no drawers on, head wrap on, lace front showing in the front, or the braids showing on the side or the back edges, and dudes are still going for it. They still giving it they all, right?
You
so
know why,
you think
DJ,
about us.
You know why? Because
yeah,
that's
I know
the
why,
difference between men and women. She could be at her worst, but we looking at her like, boy, when she gets dressed up, she gonna be fine. Like when she put on her clothes.
Hey man, we see the potential. We already see it. we look at the women, we be, hey, listen, I know I do. I look at a woman, she might be in some sweats, she might be in a big ass sweat or whatever. I can see what's under that. Dead ass serious. I think all men have that X-ray vision, right? We see the way she's filling out her clothes, right? We like, damn. I notice she look raggedy as shit right now, but in some jeans, that booty gonna poke out. She put the heels on, them calves gonna stick out. I see the bumps in the front, so she put a little push up bra on there. And you know, at that point, I mean, you know, once they put the makeup and they get the hair, it's a wrap. We already know they got that on lock. We already know they're gonna put their face on. They're gonna put, you know, whatever they got on top, whether they want to comb their hair that day or whether they want to put the braids in there or whatever units they got going on. That's what they gonna do, man. But us, first of all, if we leave out the house looking raggedy, right? And I ain't talking about, you know, basketball shorts and a tight ass tank top, all right? That's intentional. I'm talking when we come out there, we got a hole in the knees of our joggers. You know what I'm saying? We got an old ass faded sweatshirt. Bruh, we not gonna get no passes. We're not going to get no passes. Maybe they look at the print, and if they see the print and impressed, maybe. But still, we're not going to get no passes because we would have to do shit extra. We got to make a laugh. You know what I'm saying? We got to have some extra shit going on. You know what I mean? We got to pop out of a damn Porsche or something like that to where, okay, he just low-key today, whatever. But, you know, so we got to do all this extra stuff just to get some acknowledgement. We still have to say the right thing to get a response. I'm talking about just to get acknowledged, right? Just to get, you know, her to look in her peripheral. Right? That's all.
Yeah,
that's what we got.
I think, I don't know, I could be wrong. Women, y'all can chime in anytime. Press one. They land low tonight, Gigi. They just letting us talk.
I know it.
I think a guy, like, I think you can. Now, that day, I'm just saying that day, you can't look like this all the time. But I think with women, it's more so saying the right thing. You get what I'm saying? Like saying the right thing to her. And you're good. You just got to, man, like I said, you don't know how many times. It's just so hard because you don't know. Like some women don't like for you to say baby. Some women don't like for you to touch them. Some women don't like for you to say honey or sweetheart. It's like you just got to pick the right thing. You got to pick the right thing to say. And I think if you can pick the right thing to say and get that attention a little bit, you got to. Just got to find
definitely.
What that right thing is.
I mean, it definitely opens up the door. It opens up the door. And then, you know, you still got that work from there. And then you still got to be consistent. Then I'll tell you one thing that I do enjoy that doesn't happen as often now, obviously, with COVID and shit like that last couple of years. But I do like getting caught. Looking like, I'm not gonna say a bum. I don't leave out the house looking like a bum, but I'll be very regular as hell. I'll throw on the joggers, I'll throw on a sweatshirt, a little t-shirt, a little something like that, you know, just to walk around in, right? And so if I meet someone, or especially leaving at the gym, I try not to be musty. Like, you know, I don't take showers at the gym. I got this thing about, you know, being in the showers and all other shit going on in public gyms and shit like that. But so I try not to be musty when I leave out, right? But if I meet somebody, like at the grocery store after I left the gym, whatever, and then I get the number, and then we go out later, like later in the week or a month later, whatever, I am going to kill it when she sees me again. I love those opportunities, man. Like, you know, because in her head, she's like, okay, well, I don't know what he really looked like. His beard was okay. But, you know, he had some dusty-ass Nikes on, and, so, you know what I'm saying? He definitely was leaving out of the gym and all that. And then she see me, and I'm booted up with the jeans, nice little hat situation. Got him.
You know,
got
some
him.
People,
I love those
some people, some
man.
People, some people careers, like, but what I do, I get to be comfortable all the time. I'm rarely dressed up unless, like, I'm going to a black tie fair or something, you know, an upscale club or something like that. For the most part, I'm flip-flops and some joggers and a shirt. Like I'm laid back. So yeah, I get it. That's the ultimate though. You know what I mean? That is a good feeling to be to get approached in that gear. Like, man, so you already know, like you said, you already know, like, oh, when we go out, I'm about to show her like I clean well, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Yeah. And I think that happens, that may happen in reverse too. Like, you know, a woman may be approached by a guy. He's suited up for whatever reason. Maybe that's what he does. Maybe, you know, he went to a certain event or a conference or whatever. And then when she sees him to actually go out on the date and he's dressed down, she disappointed. She like, well, damn, dude, hold up. You know what I'm saying? You was sharp. You had a nice little tie on, or you had, you know, you had your blaze on, and now you come out this motherfucker here with a damn V-neck and a too small jacket, some jeans and shit like that. Like it can go both ways, man. So I think that's why it's always important to make sure that convo's tight, man. Make sure that you're making a true connection. From a mental standpoint, man, stimulating each other. Like, even if it's casual conversation, you know, you just got to find some shit that you got in common to make it, to not make it be about, okay, well, what does this person look like, or what are they wearing, or what are they pulling up in, versus, hey, I just want to get to know more about them. They seem like there's an interesting person. And, you know, that's just part of the whole process.
I would like one of the ladies to chime in and let us know what's one of the lines that would get your attention, right? He don't know you, you don't know him. What's a line that would get your attention? We got a caller. Hold on, GG. 2748 GR Radio.
Hey, y'all. It's Candy. How y'all doing?
Candy. What's going on? Hey.
Hey. Nothing much. I was just going to chime in on the whole men approaching chicks that may not be on her best day. To me, it's like it's levels, because I will walk out the house just bummy as fuck. And
okay.
I've gotten attention, but I feel like if you're checking for me and I'm looking this rough, your standards are just not where they need to be for us to even have a conversation.
It's okay for them to judge strictly on the appearance?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Definitely.
Okay.
Because I'm judging. I'm not even gonna lie, I'm just gonna put it out there. I'm definitely
okay.
judging.
Respect that.
But if I'm regular, you know, and I know I put a little bit of effort walking out the house, I'm cool with just a simple, you know, you don't have to come with the cheesy pickup lines, but a simple hello.
Right.
Or, you know, I like guys that have a sense of humor. So if you can find a way to kind of add some humor to the situation, you know, I'm all in.
Okay. That definitely makes – and you know what? You made a good point, Candy, because there are some guys that prey on women that they may think, hey, you know what, let me uplift her. Even though she's looking raggedy right now, but let me overdo it to where she's like, oh my God, you know, you think that I'm beautiful, and I just came out the house, I ain't got no bra, I ain't got no drawers, and you know, you saying all these nice things, because you have to really keep in mind. I don't know if women know. Candy, let me ask you if you think to understand. Do you think that men look at women to see if they have bra and drawers on? Do you think they pay attention to that?
Of course.
Right.
I think every man has X-ray vision.
Right. So we're looking. Tone, listen to me. So we're looking, and if she has a sweater on, if she has a sweatshirt on, if she has a jacket on, we're looking to see how low the breast is hanging, to see if she has a bra on or not. Like if they up under her chin, we're like, okay, cool. You know, she's strapped up tight. But if them joints, if they're hangers, if she got hang time. He's going to have some conversation just to get a closer look, to look at the hang time. Like, just dumb shit like that. So I get your point. Like, sometimes they're probably doing too much, right? So I do get
right.
that. And so I definitely respect that. But don't say the low self esteem type situation for guys that desperate, can you?
No, I didn't say low self esteem.
Yeah,
I just said there's standards.
No, here's the thing. Like, okay, of course I'm married, but I'm not blind. When I go to the store, like, pretty is pretty. Like, I don't care. Like, if you're attractive, you can be messy. You can have the worst shoes on, the worst clothes.
Yeah.
You're still attractive.
We can see
like,
that.
Fine don't leave just because you got on bad clothes or you're not dressed up. That don't mean you're not fine. You get what
That's
I'm saying?
Right.
Like, fine is fine. When you're attractive and you're fine, like, your head could be messed up, but I can still see that you look good. You get what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
It's not that preying on somebody with low self-esteem is that I know that you look good, and once you get dressed up, you're going to be even looking better. Well,
how do
in
you
my
see
mind,
that, though, if they list if they're looking dusty, how do you actually, because, you know, I would look for someone that would be able to compliment me in certain entities. And, like, how do you see beyond how someone is looking in that moment if they're, like I said, if they're, like, just straight up didn't put no effort whatsoever into how they're looking?
Right. And the simple answer to that is everybody has a bad day. We don't know when that bad day is. Everybody has a bad day. Now, here's what we're willing to do. Once we, you know, get the number or talk to you, now, if we catch your ass raggedy again, then we go ahead and be like, oh, okay, cool. It was nice to meet you, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I see you got some things you're going through. You know what I mean? So I'll catch you on IG. I'll catch you on Facebook. I got you Twitter. You be cool. But off of one instant, no dude in his right mind is going to take that chance if he sees enough. Like Tone said, like you can't hide pretty, you can't hide cute, that type of thing. You know what I mean? And it's a difference of, you know, you having a rough day, bad hair day, or whatever, and you looking like a crackhead. Like those are two different situations. So we know the difference. We know the difference, you know, and hygiene has a lot to do with that.
Yeah,
hygiene.
Like, men not worried about that. Like, that's what I'm saying. That's the difference. Like, I've been to the store, and I've walked through the aisles, and I'd be like, man, she's fine. I mean, she wasn't dressed the best or, you know, hair done like she probably wanted it, but I can see that when she goes out, when she gets herself together, she is fine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
so that's just, I don't know. That's just something men see. Like, we look through now.
Oh, yeah.
If I get your number,
but that's because,
and I'd be like, I'm coming to pick you up at 8, and you look like I seen in the store, then it's a, like Gigi said, that's something different. And that's just your style.
That's
like, that's just,
sorry.
You know, that's just how you are.
Yeah. It's a double
I'm
going to
be missing
man.
Out
it's
then because I don't even give out my number when I'm bummy. I'm like, I'm married, sweetie, but thank you.
Oh,
that's
wow.
My go-to.
Okay. So first of all, you're
baby.
Lying, okay? So that's not even
I know,
trait.
But I'm But it's easier.
You're a liar,
it's easier when you say
so
you're
first
married.
Of all, you're a liar.
Because when you That's not lying. I'm going to be married one day.
Okay. Yeah. You're embellishing, right?
Exactly.
Got it. Embellished. Okay. Well, you know, we appreciate your perspective. I can't even do it without laughing, man. You guys are killing me. Hey, Katie, hey, good looking out. We appreciate you always. Always.
No worries. It was good talking
Glad
to you.
Glad we were calling
in.
Indeed.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Tone, we
that was
we
different,
do that, man.
That was different. I it was cool to hear that, like, for her to say that because now I'm looking at it. I can see how a woman could look at it like that. Like, if I look like this, like, these are the type of girls you talk
to.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
he's just running
kinda,
game.
Can,
he got to be running game.
Yeah, I can see that, but you fine. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that's the thing about it.
Ladies that are on the...
Go
ahead.
So, like... some women don't really know how attractive they really are.
Agreed.
Like,
Agreed.
Some women don't. They only feel like they're attractive when their like makeup or you know the hair is done, the dress,
right.
They all the way made up. That's the only time they feel sexy. But
yeah.
To a man, to a real man, he could you could see through all that. Like you don't have to have all that on.
That's a good point, man, and I think that that is something that I think more women should really understand. And you know, sometimes it goes off of, sometimes they have a complex about it. Let's just be real. Sometimes a complex. Maybe they was underappreciated for some time, and so you know they feel like okay, well, when you know they're made up and when they you know star studded, then it's cool. But the fact of the matter is, you know. It is what it is. So whether you got on that little black dress with the 6-inch stilettos, or whether your ass got on some jeans in a crop top, or whether your ass got on a damn jogging suit, you're beautiful, right? So I know it's tough because you know guys run a game all day long, right? But at the same time, it is a compliment. And I know that they hear it all throughout the day to where it just seems redundant. Like everybody's just saying it. Everybody want to fuck. Everybody want a piece of ass. So they just going to say whatever. And it's true. Some guys are doing way too much. Beautiful queen. The light is shining perfectly against your beautiful skin tone, your golden skin. Like, come on, dude. Seriously.
But see,
like,
that's the thing that
she's
right like.
Now, man.
But here's the thing.
She had the
right?
gas station. Women, she had 4-5, man. Like, leave her alone.
Women won't like that, but a man can't be truthful. Like, if a man go, like, pull up on a girl and say what he really want to say, it's going to be so many cuss outs. So you got to take another route. You get what I'm saying? Like,
It's tough on us, man. It's tough on us
you
because
gotta take that route.
Everybody's being boxed. Everybody's being put in the box. So, you know, and I'll say this, like, even if you look at it this way, let's just say that a guy, let's just say I pull up and I'm in this, you know, Porsche. I ain't even going to get into whatever the Porsche is, right? And I see a young lady, she might be in a Hyundai, right? Hyundai Elantra, no diss, I'm just saying. So she in a Hyundai Elantra, right? So I pull up to her, I'm like, hey, you know. You're very attractive. I would definitely want to come and find out what your name is. Just something simple, right? She already be like, look, this bearded dude in this Porsche, he think he can have any bra he want. So I may be knocked just for something like that. You know what I'm saying? Or if she's in a nice car, and then I'm in the damn old ass Buick, right? The LeSabre or something like that, where they discontinued it, right? And I pull up and she in a Benz. She looking at me like, dude, you see I'm in the Benz, right? Get your back brake lights fixed first before you talk to me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's a catch 22 in this thing, man. People aren't looking
is,
at
man.
People no more. So I say I say brothers got it tough.
Yeah, we do. I realized one time I was in the club. I probably told this story before, but it's a funny story. This one I realized, like, girls get hit on way too much. So I'm in this club, and it's two levels. It's two, you know, it's an upstairs and it's a downstairs. So it's a, you know, I'm upstairs, and it's one of the nights I'm feeling myself. So I approach a lady or whatever, and she hit me with the ew. I'm like, ew, like, wow. Okay, boom, I'll, you know, walk off, you know, boom, get a drink, keep it moving. I go downstairs. Then I just go downstairs, I get my drink, I go downstairs. The same girl comes and talks to me, like, and give me your number. I'm like, yeah, she's been talking to too many people. These women talk to too many people a night. Like, that's when I realized, like, women talk to too many men come up to women. She didn't even realize.
Right.
I was the same guy that she just said ill to. It's crazy. I'm like, wow.
Hey, guys, you're listening to Freaky Friday every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The dude laughing just then, man, that's Tone, CEO of GEI Radio and all things GEI. Your guy right here, GG After Dark, man. Listen, tonight was part two. We was just talking about relationship shit, right? Relationship shit. And so, you know, we was talking about passwords. We was talking about, you know, jealousy. We was talking about all these type of things that everybody goes through or experienced at some point in time. And so I want to share my quick story, man. Now, you know that my beard, right, my beard game is like, my shit is like damn near white. Like, you know, you got the salt and pepper dudes, you got the gray hair. My shit is like white, like damn near snow, right? And that's only because I only put, I'm like the prince, man. I only put juices and berries in there, right? So I don't have no type of dye, nothing crazy in there. So that's just naturally what his color is, right? But before I started getting the salt and pepper, I remember going into this bar with my brothers. This was obviously a minute ago. And so I walked up in there, right? And, of course, you know, bars are typically dark. You might have the little neon light or some areas it may be lit more than others. And so we were sitting down. We was chilling. You know, I don't drink. So a couple of the fellas, they was getting their beer. You know, I was getting my lemonade or my Shirley Temple, some shit like that. And so I saw a table full of women, right? And so I'm tapping one of my homies. I'm like, yo, look at the women over there. It's like, and you gotta admit, Tom, when you see a table of women, there's always just a couple that you know might not be your cup of tea, right? It's rare mm-hmm. that all women are like, hey, I'd holler at any of them, right? So of course, you know, there's always one or two that may not, you know, catch like the other ones catch. Let's just be real about it. And so one of the chicks, man, was looking at me, and she, like, gestured for me to come over. So, you know, I'm looking back like, hell, no, he ain't talking to me. He must be talking to one of my homies, right? So, you know, I did the little crazy look behind me to see if she's talking to me. She's like, yeah, you, nigga, come. So I go over there, and listen, this is crazy. So I go over there, right? I get closer to her, and she's like, I didn't know that you were that old. Because I had the salt and pepper, right? Now, keep in mind, this is obviously some time ago, because salt and pepper wins, right? So even with young women, it still wins. So this was a long time ago. But, man, she said it to my face, man. She was like, oh, I'm sorry. You looked a lot younger from back over there. And I'm thinking to myself, well, shit, I was hoping you was going to tell me one of your girls there wanted to talk to me, and you was just the bold, loud one out of the damn bunch. But, you know what I'm saying? I was chill, but caught me the fuck off guard, man. She said that she thought that I was younger from across the room. Man, ain't that that's some bold shit, right?
I think every man got a story of a brutal turndown. I think they do.
Yeah, definitely. I don't care who you are, what you got, what you think you got, what you think you look like, what people have been telling you about yourself. Everybody has a brutal story where a chick just did some shit to you. But you know what, man? You have to keep it moving, because that's only one opinion out of millions of people. So why would you let one opinion?
Yeah,
why would you let 10? Why would you let hundreds of opinions take you off your game of how you feel about yourself, man? Fuck out of here with that.
You gotta respect that too. Like, that's just what, you know, that's what, like what they like. So
yeah,
it's not nothing wrong with you. It's just that she don't like you. Like, you know what I mean? She like what she like, or you like what you like. You know what I'm saying? You don't date every woman that come and talk to you. So a woman has the right to be like, no, or I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I'm good, or whatever. Whatever come out of her mouth. You know what I'm saying? You just got to chalk it up. Like, all right, you have a nice day. Walk off. I done seen
That's
some
it,
situations
man.
Where guys get crazy. I'm like, wow, bro, from a no? Like, she ain't feeling you. You know what I'm saying? But
Yeah. Way too many stories about guys just being belligerent when they're getting rejected, man. And, I mean, damn. You know, can somebody have a right to not want to deal with your ass? Yeah, you'd be surprised, man. You'd be surprised. Man, this is they like you said, man, they've been chilling, listening to us. I got a couple of inboxes while we've been on there, saying I guess some people kind of jumped in a little bit after 10 and couldn't hop on and press one. But you guys got to be, you know, you got to do the right thing, man, and get on the show early enough so your ass can be heard if you got questions. But shout out to Candy, also the other caller. And the other caller, man, I hope your pops is good. I mean, I don't know what your pops do or whatnot or what he has done, but, you know, I mean, because it sounded like her dad was Frank Lucas in this motherfucker, right?
she sound like she don't play, though. Like, she sound like she don't take no stuff. She don't play.
Right. Yeah, man, they got it buried under the doghouse, man. You gotta have your ducks in a row, for sure. Protect yourself all times.
Definitely, because they definitely will come and get you.
Come and get you.
Dope show. Again, all the callers, they stay along with us, man. They stay on after 10. I don't know, Gigi. Maybe 2021 we take it up an hour, so people could call. So we take it up to 11, so people could call in up to 11. I don't know. We gotta talk about it.
Yeah. We'll talk about it. We got some things on the table, guys, that we're really excited about. So if you've been rocking with us, and those that have been rocking with us since we started this project, because it's been a project. You know what I mean? This is something that Tony and I, even though we've been cool and homies for years and years, you know, this is something that we had decided to do together. You know, put our resources, our time, our energy in to do, and it's taken off. So obviously, you know, things can't stay the exact same because of progress, because you know, you evolve, and just because, you know, you want to mix shit up. So we have some really cool stuff in the pipeline, and I'm glad, man, that we had to have this year, even though, like I said, a lot of stuff going on in the world. You know, a lot of people just had to sit down, man, and really reevaluate what's important and reprioritize. And so, you know, it's just kind of one of those years, man, and I pray that everybody has been making adjustments to even, you know, make tomorrow stronger, to make next year even better, and to, you know, to get your plans that you've been sitting on all this time off the ground and make shit happen, you know, even if it's in as simple as, you know, putting your own project together, or starting a new business, or starting a new podcast or a new YouTube channel. Like, do that shit, right? You got time now. Do that. Don't hesitate.
Yeah.
Just make it happen. You know, use whatever the hell you got. If your ass still got an iPhone 2, I don't know if they ever made an iPhone 2, but if your ass got an iPhone 2, use that shit. Start getting your content together. Start pulling your videos together and just and start putting in the work, because you got to progress as long as you stay focused, disciplined, and definitely positive. You know, some things will continue to progress. So I look forward to, man, what this show is evolving to. And I want to go ahead and give all the listeners and followers just a little preview of something. Just know that the topics that we talked about and we have talked about the last couple of weeks and from time to time, it's a little bit more about life experiences and relationships and stuff like that. We'll be focusing on those type of topics. Now, obviously, Freaky Friday is Freaky Friday, so we still going to talk about that too, right? Because we know that we got some gangster freaks on this phone here. It's probably just like, yo, when they gonna start talking about thumb and ass? Now, I kind of want to talk about thumb and ass, but, you know, because I needed to know how these women, you know, feel about the dude putting the thumb in the ass, right? Like, is that something okay in the beginning? Do you got to ease into it? Do you have a conversation? Do you go off the vibe? You know, shit like that. But we're not going to open up that, man. I just want to let you know I have some freaky shit on my mind. And I keep freaky shit on my mind. But I'm glad that, you know, we've been able to talk about some stuff that maybe people are scared to talk about because they believe that a person may get offended or may be a little bit too intrusive or taboo to talk about. So we're going to open up all of that going into 2021. And I think we have to get some visuals in, man. Are we leaning towards some visuals with this project, though?
Yeah. Yes. So okay. We are working on a bill right now. It's not it's not signed and sealed, but we're working on it. Hopefully, beginning of the year, that we can have our own network. As far as GEI, we have their own network on. Roku, I keep saying that wrong. Roku. I say it wrong every time. It's one of the
whatever. Roku,
it right.
Hey, it's both of them.
But,
God damn it. This is wherever you're from.
Yeah, so with that, of course, we're going to need a lot of content for channels. We're looking to do like a fitness channel, a cooking channel. It'll be set up just like a Netflix. How Netflix got comedy, sitcoms and different things like that. So that's how we're going to set up the channels. So we just still going through the getting all the information for that. So definitely once that deal is done, we're still going to do the radio, but we're definitely going to be doing some visuals, duty home,
man.
And really, really getting it and having some guys, just having some fun with it, having some fun with Freaky Friday.
Indeed, man. Hey, congratulations on everything that's going on, personally, professionally. And, you know, for those of you that don't know about the GEI brand, they've been consistent for some time now. So when you start seeing people successful or they seem like they popped out of nowhere, there's always a backstory that you may not know about or you may need to read about because it is out there. You just have to respect it, man, and be inspired by it. And so, you know, all that being said, Tone, why don't you give them information, man, on how to keep in touch and how to stay connected, man, with the social media?
Definitely. Of course, we on each and every Friday, 9 until, I'm not saying 10 anymore, 9 until. I mean, if you want, if it's some topics that you want myself or Gigi to talk about, or anything, any ideas, anything, or you got something that you want us to read or do or whatever, you can email us at geiradio@gmail.com. You can follow at geiradio on all social media platforms, and you can follow the show, Freaky Friday Show _ on IG. You can follow me, GEI_Tone on Instagram and Twitter, Tone Mitchell on Facebook. Gigi, where can they find you at?
Hey, you can find me anywhere you want to find me, guys. Listen, you can check me out on IG all day long. Gigi After Dark, just like that. Also, you can find me at I Am Rob Malloy. That's I Am A-M Rob Malloy. You can catch me there. Got a couple of websites, guys. You can always check me out at ggafterdark.com. RonMalloy.com. And if you're still on Facebook, man, I know Facebook get downplayed, man, because, you know, you got your IG, you know, you got Snapchat, you got Twitter and stuff like that. But Facebook, man, you can find me at Malloy Rob. Got some pretty good content there. Got some posts and questions and pics and videos and stuff like that, man. So you can find me there. And, of course, you know, I'm definitely rocking with GEI, so, you know, just stay plugged in, stay tapped in to that whole situation, man. You'll be able to find me there as well. So I appreciate everyone. So today is what? Today is the, what, 11th?
11th,
today's
yeah.
Today's the 11th. So I don't know, Tone, do we have one more show in this, man, before 2021?
Yeah, well, yeah, the 18th will be the last show because Christmas is that next Friday. So next week will be the last show. So,
what do you?
till this year is over. I can't wait. 2020 is no longer. Hopefully,
yeah,
you know, we can get have a better year.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it, man. Yeah, 31. It'll be 31 shows.
31 shows, 31 flavors, however you want to put it. I tell you what, man, we'll open this thing up, man. And I didn't ask for permission, but I'll tell y'all what. If you would like to be a guest, well, let's say that we'll take up to, let's say we'll take up to three to five guests, special guests. But what you'll have to do is you'll have to go to, tell them what I have to go to so they can submit the information to get on next week's show.
Just go to GEI Radio on Instagram, at GEI Radio. Send us a DM, inbox, whatever it's called, and we'll get you on. And we'll just talk about everything. It's the last show, so we're going to wrap up.
That's right.
A bunch of topics. Right. We might do 2 hours.
Right.
It's crazy. But somebody want me to ask this, GG. Somebody inbox me and want me to ask it before I get off the radio. How often do you share your inboxes with your friends? Like the stuff you get in your inbox, how often do you share it or do you don't at all?
How often do I share what I get, what's sent to me?
Yeah, let you know when late.
Yeah. I've done it before, but that doesn't happen too often. And it has to be something or someone that I'm definitely not dealing with, not thinking about dealing with. So it's not going to be any of my folk. You know, it wouldn't be my person or it wouldn't be any of my folk. But, yeah, man, I'll share something. Yeah, I'll share something, you know, with somebody. Be like, hey, man, look, this is what I got. Look at this video. Yep. They out there, huh? They shot out, huh? So yeah, I would say, but it doesn't happen often. So I would say maybe, I don't know, maybe once or twice every 6 months, not often. And it has to be something like just out there to where, you know, I can't believe it's not butter type shit, you know? But yeah, that's it. That's about it. So, do you share anything like, damn, I can't believe I got this text or I got this inbox or I got this DM. Would you share? Do you share anything with wifey?
No.
Like, babe, look, I can't believe this.
No, I don't share it with her, but I'll tell her. I delete it because I mean, I'd be like, if somebody was brave enough to send that, I'm not about to put them out there like that. Like, show a whole bunch of people and stuff. You know, like,
yeah.
I don't know. They just tried their hand. Maybe they thought that was gonna work. You know what I'm saying? But I delete it. I delete it, or it's just sitting in there.
Right. Yeah.
Running the magazine. Oh my God, you get all type of stuff. Like.
Yeah.
You
matter
believe.
Of fact, man, put me on staff, man. Put me on admin. so I can be intake. I got to see some of this stuff that's going on, man. I need to go ahead and start vetting some of these models and stuff. So. Hey, easy to vet.
It's off the chain, bro. It's off the chain. I can't even say what I want to say, but it's off the chain. I almost slipped up that time.
That's what we want, man. We need you to slip up one damn time, man. We've been waiting for it all damn year.
No, but I wouldn't put nobody out there like that. That's if somebody sent me something, I guess they just wanted me to see it, but I delete it. I just delete it. And then I tell my wife, like, man, this people send crazy stuff. She'd be like, let me see. I'd be like, it's gone.
Now what I will
let her
say, though,
see
let me go ahead.
It's going to be another conversation.
yeah. Like, how often do you get this? And every time you get it, you need to, So think about what you didn't see, right? That's how she's thinking. Okay, the stuff that you didn't show up. But I definitely want to remind everybody the IG page, Freaky Friday Show _. Did I say that right, Tone?
Yeah.
Freaky Friday _. You can definitely send messages there. I am admin to that, so I'll see some stuff. So if you got some stuff you want to send to Gigi, if you want to, you know, be on the show, you got some topics and stuff like that, I'll definitely be able to catch that too. So don't forget that IG, Freaky Friday Show underscore IG.
Underscore.
And as a matter of fact, yeah, underscore. So don't forget the underscore Freaky Friday Show. And we're gonna keep it popping, man. So next week, that's it for the year, guys. So we're going to turn it all the way up next week. 5 special guests, possibly 2 hours. Well, shit, the show will be damn near 2 hours, but.
Yeah, it's 1 hour and 40 minutes right now. Special, so
2 hours. two hour special, right? 2 hour special. Gotcha. So, I look forward to it, man. We're gonna end the year with a bang, guys.
Definitely. And listen, Gigi, I see you Sunday. I'll be in Atlanta. I'm leaving tonight.
Yep.
Photo shoot gonna be crazy. So,
oh man, they're not even
definitely
ready.
Looking forward to that. Gonna be lit.
They're not even ready.
Matter of fact,
I tell you what, we'll go live in IG.
Hey,
Freaky
we'll
Friday Show underscore. There we go.
We'll go live.
All right, so make sure you add the show, put the notifications on, because I don't know what damn time we're going to go live, so just stay tapped in, okay? Ain't that what y'all say? Stay tapped in. Stay connected. So, yeah, we'll definitely do that. And possibly do that on Facebook too, guys. So you just got to follow. You got to follow all the social media platforms. And trust me, you will not want to miss it. It's going to be all right. All right, man. Well, listen, safe travels. Enjoy your weekend. You guys be safe. You got what you asked for. You asked for a new president, so you got that. So that means you need to get to the money now. Ain't nobody holding you back, right? Everybody need to get to the money. So let's do it, man. No more excuses, guys. All right, stay blessed. We out.
Peace.